Hello, everyone. This is the newly formed 600 Seconds of Sanity podcast. As you know, it was called the 10-minute podcast, the 10-minute walk cast. I didn't like the sound of the 10-minute walk cast, and both Mark Bell and the great Will Sasso both have podcasts that are 10 minutes long. Well, Sasso's is literally called the 10-minute podcast. I did not even know about that till about 3 days ago. And it's been going on for about, I'd say, 6 years or longer. He's one of the original podcasters. And if you don't know who Will Sasso is, you would if you've seen him. You probably just might not know him by name. He is on Super Troopers. He is on Shameless. He's on 100 other things. He is a hilarious character actor that also does other things besides comedy. He was just on SVU about 3 weeks ago. Really, really good performance there. But again, I did not want to be confused or confused with or look like I was trying to copy either one of those podcasts. So I have decided to change the name to the 600 Seconds of Sanity podcast, which is a hybrid version of the Hybrid Life. And if some of you haven't noticed, our intro, outro music is always going to have a theme to it based on what the podcast is. I'm never going to talk about what the theme is, but hopefully you're clever enough to figure it out. Without further ado, here's this episode of 600 Seconds of Sanity. Time, time, time. See what's become of me. What's up, everybody? Oh boy, I used to love me some Susanna Hoffs and them Bangles. But anyway, this is the 600 Seconds of Sanity podcast, and I am your host, Kevin Bay. This is the 10-minute version of the Hybrid Life. Let me start by saying that this podcast episode was recorded in a couple of different segments. So the audio, I don't want to say quality, but there could be some changes in the levels of the audio. And if it is, that is why. I hope that it's not terrible to listen to, but this is always a work in progress. As always, thanks for listening. My past weekend, I was at the Bay Area Sports Performance Strength Symposium. Shit, man, that's a mouthful. Anyway, it was put on by the head strength coach, Ramsey, for the Sacramento Kings. There was just over 100 strength and conditioning coaches from all over the country that were invited. I cannot thank them enough for inviting me. I did learn quite a bit, but what I got the most out of the whole weekend was the friendships and relationships that I will be able to build upon from meeting such smart minds in the strength and conditioning field. So I can't wait to keep talking about the things that will be coming up all from that past weekend. Other than that, I did see quite a few movies over the past, I'd say, 10 days. So, I tell you what, I mean, if you've had my Instagram or my social medias, you know that I've seen Avengers, and I will never spoil anything other than that movie was the shit. I will see that movie 3, 4, 5 times, at least 2 more times in the theater, and anytime it pops on TV. It is so good. Go see it yesterday. I'm sure most of you have already saw it. Is that how you say that? No. I think most of you have already seen it. Sorry. But if you haven't, plan for it either this weekend or whenever, but go see it. And if you have kids, you might want to tread lightly because although it would probably be fine for them, some of them might end up
not being so happy when the movie's over. I'm just going to put it like that.
Other than that, I saw A Quiet Place and Rampage. I talked about that last episode. But I did go and see Red Sparrow. And from what I can remember, it didn't get great reviews. But I really, really liked it. I thought it was smart. It could have. It's probably a little bit long, but it was a super smart script. And quite honestly, I'll see anything that Jennifer Lawrence is in, considering she's probably the MVP of the All Dime Piece team. Yep, that's just my opinion. Anyway,
today we're going to talk about time. Time as a currency, how valuable it is, and being on time. So in my profession, at my gym right now, currently, time is... You know what? I want to apologize for the background noise. This, the 10-minute version, the short version, is going to be a little more loose and less formal. I am kind of a snob when it comes to audio quality, which is why I will not interview guests over Skype or the phone or something like that. It has to be in person, one-to-one. But I want to put these out more often, and getting in front of the microphone isn't the best way for me to do it.
An error has occurred.
So,
try again later.
The fuck was that? My watch is talking to me. Anyway, so because of that, I'm going to be doing these while I walk, while I drive. Right now I'm in my 95% finished backyard, which I'll get into sometime. What an ordeal that was. But it made me think of actual the time and how valuable time is. You know, at the gym, we have scheduled times where you can start training. And I'd say 90% of everybody is on time. And the people that aren't on time are the same people. And I know they're not doing it on purpose. I know that they... It isn't that they are purposely being disrespectful, but not being on time for something, I feel, is a little bit of a slight on the person that you are meeting with or have that appointment with. It is almost like saying that your time is more valuable than their time, because there is a time that's a set time. They're on time and you aren't. And when you're not on time, it either shortens the meeting or whatever the thing is that you're there for, or it prolongs the end of that, which could make them, you know, it could mess up the rest of their day. So I think that as a form of, you know, respect for the other person, business, what have you, you know, client, you should always, always, always be on time. Now, I am not a person that is 2 minutes early, you're late, and if you're on time, you're late. I don't think that's true. When you have a time, you're there at that time, and that's it. I mean, it really doesn't get much simpler than that. Now, I know there's things that come up, traffic, accidents, you forget something once in a while, but when you're late, constantly, or if people know you, like your MO is, oh, he or she is always late. So if you got to tell them to be there half an hour before you really want them there, because they're always late and they'll be there on time, that's bullshit. You should not ever have to do that. And it gets, you know, that brings me to like the doctor's office. Like, why has it become normal for us to go to a doctor's appointment for our appointment time, sit in a fucking waiting room for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, get brought back into a room, sit in there for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes for the doctor to come in and meet with you for 5 minutes and then send you on your way with a bill? That is inherently bullshit. No other business in this entire country could run and sustain that type of model. But for some reason, it's okay to do it in the medical. I don't get it. And like I said, time as a currency, you know, we don't have any more time. When we lose time, that's gone, because you're not getting it back. You could always make money or lose money. You can always, you know, acquire assets or not or lose assets. But time, once you lose it, it is gone. It's not coming back. And what I've learned over the past certain amount of years, let's say 3 to 5 years, where I've been really trying to work on my self-awareness, is that my time is way more valuable than any currency or anything monetarily that I can give people. And that because of that, you have to, if that's part of your business, you have to value that and charge accordingly. You have to learn how to say no to people, because, again, that time is valuable and you want to use it wisely. So, you know, always being on time, making a schedule, something that I have struggled with, but I'm working on, you know, that kind of stuff is something that you really, God bless it. Note to self, mute your phone before you start podcasting. Anyway, so that's about it when it comes to time. You know, like I said, we're not getting any more of it. Tell the people you care about that you care about them. Speak your mind. Don't hold things back. Be on time and really, really use your time wisely. And value your time. So I hope, you know, maybe this might open your eyes a little bit to that. A lot of people just go through the motions. They don't really think about the time as a construct for something that may or may not be valuable to them. I'm not saying change your entire lifestyle because, you know, I'm telling you that how valuable time is, but be cognizant of other people's time as well as your own and value that as well. So hopefully this was good for you as it was for me, and I will see you next time.
Boy, that was a rough one with all the shit going off and the beeping and the vibrating and me just being careless with muting my phone and the background noise. But like I said, this version of the podcast is going to be a little bit more lax and free-forming, but I appreciate everyone for listening. As always, you can find us on all the social medias at Hybrid Fit Club and at Kevin Bay HFC. Always appreciate if you would go to iTunes. Please take literally 5 seconds. Give us a 5-star review. Take 30 seconds and write a 2-to-3-line review after that. And you might not think it goes a long way, but trust me, it goes a long way with being out there. So people, the better reviews we get, the more people will listen to the podcast. So thanks again. We will see you next time. Make sure you're looking out for the long forms when we have the long form episodes of The Hybrid Life. And we will be back shortly. Thanks for listening. This is The Hybrid Life. See ya.